Nice was a very good word. Everything had frills. Anything that could have a cover on it was covered. Some attempt had been made to make the room jolly, as if being a bedroom was a jolly wonderful thing to be. Tiffany's room back on the farm had a rag rug on the floor, a water jug and basin on a stand, a big wooden box for clothes, an ancient doll's house and some old calico curtains, and that was pretty much it. On the farm, bedrooms were for shutting your eyes in. The room had a chest of drawers. The contents of Tiffany's suitcase filled one drawer easily. The bed made no sound when Tiffany sat on it. Her bed had a mattress so old that it had a comfy hollow in it, and the springs all made different noises. If she couldn't sleep, she could move various parts of her body and play the Bells of St. Ungulance on the springs. Cling, twing, glong, gling, ping, bloing, dlink, plank, dloing, ding, plink. This room smelled different too. It smelled of spare rooms and other people's soap. At the bottom of her suitcase was a small box that Mr. Block, the farm's carpenter, had made for her. He did not go in for delicate work, and it was quite heavy. In it she kept keepsakes. There was a piece of chalk with a fossil in it, which was quite rare, and her personal butter stamp, which showed a witch on a broomstick, in case she got a chance to make butter here, and a dobby stone, which was supposed to be lucky because it had a hole in it. She'd been told that when she was 7 and had picked it up. She couldn't quite see how the hole made it lucky, but since it had spent a lot of time in her pocket and then safe and sound in the box, it probably was more fortunate than most stones, which got kicked around and run over by carts and so on. There was also a blue and yellow wrapper from an old packet of Jolly Sailor tobacco, and a buzzard feather, and an ancient flint arrowhead wrapped up carefully in a piece of sheep's wool. There were plenty of these on the chalk. The Knack Mac Feagle used them for spear points. She lined these up neatly on top of the chest of drawers, alongside her diary. But they didn't make the place look more homey. They just looked lonely. Tiffany picked up the old wrapper and the sheep wool and sniffed them. They weren't quite the smell of the shepherding hut, but they were close enough to it to bring tears to her eyes. She had never spent a night away from the chalk before. She knew the word homesickness and wondered whether this cold, thin feeling growing inside her was what it felt like. Someone knocked at the door. "It's me," said a muffled voice. Tiffany jumped off the bed and opened the door. Miss Leville came in with a tray that held a bowl of beef stew and some bread. She put it down on the little table by the bed. "If you put it outside the door when you're finished, I'll take it down later," she said. "Thank you very much," said Tiffany. Miss Leville paused at the door. "It's going to be so nice having someone to talk to apart from myself," she said. "I do hope you won't want to leave, Tiffany." Tiffany gave her a happy little smile, then waited until the door had shut, and she'd heard Miss Leville's footsteps go downstairs before tiptoeing to the window and checking there were no bars on it. There had been something scary about Miss Leville's expression. It was sort of hungry and hopeful and pleading and frightened all at once. Tiffany also checked that she could bolt the bedroom door on the inside. The beef stew tasted, indeed, just like beef stew, and not, just to take an example, completely and totally at random, stew made out of the last poor girl who'd worked here. To be a witch, you have to have a very good imagination. Just now, Tiffany was wishing that hers wasn't quite so good. But Mistress Weatherwax and Miss Tick wouldn't have let her come here if it was dangerous, would they? Well, would they? They might. They just might. Witches didn't believe in making things too easy. They assumed you used your brains. If you didn't use your brains, you had no business being a witch. The world doesn't make things easy, they'd say. Learn how to learn fast. But they'd give her a chance, wouldn't they? Of course they would. Probably. She'd nearly finished the not-made-of-people-at-all honestly stew when something tried to take the bowl out of her hand. It was the gentlest of tugs, and when she automatically pulled it back, the tugging stopped immediately. "Okay," she thought. "Another strange thing. Well, this is a witch's cottage." Something pulled at the spoon, but again stopped as soon as she tugged back. Tiffany put the empty bowl and spoon back on the tray. "All right," she said, hoping she sounded not